how we are conditioned from childhood for failure or success, and how this affects your mind, beliefs, confidence, and self-doubt your whole life. As adults, we experience four brainwave frequencies: beta, alpha, theta, and delta, depending upon the time of day and our activity. One children, on the other hand, spend years in one primary brain state or another, which accelerates only as they mature. Delta, the slowest of all brain waves and the sleep state for adults, is the dominant brain wave of infants up to 24 months, whether they're wide awake, laughing, or sleeping. A child's brain waves accelerate to a constant waking theta state, associated with insight, inspiration, imagery, and memory, between the ages of 2 and 6. This would explain the rich creativity and imagination that characterizes their activities. Between 6 and 12, children's brain wave frequencies accelerate once more to primarily an alpha state, characterized by a relaxed, calm, meditative state in adults. About 11 or 12, a child's dominant brainwave pattern accelerates again to the waking state of beta, our familiar alert state. What does this have to do with establishing our belief system and making life changes? The implications are shocking. Theta and alpha are states of consciousness in which we are less critical in our thinking and are highly receptive to influences and suggestions from others. These states are very necessary for the millions of bits of information that children must absorb during their formative years. However, this is also the stage where beliefs and truths about ourselves, and what life is all about, are programmed into a highly suggestible, receptive, and imaginative mindset. This is where the foundations of self-esteem, or self-estimate, are programmed: I am worthy, lovable, competent, or I am stupid, unlovable, helpless, depending on the kind of parenting you are exposed to. To varying degrees, we are all prisoners of these old beliefs. If we are not happy with some of our early life programming, how do we change it? In exactly the same way we learned the unresourceful behavior in the first place, by re-educating the subconscious, in a suggestible and receptive alpha or theta brainwave state whenever possible, exactly as taught in the Mental Strength and Peak Performance Training Manual and in Mental Strength and Brain Chemistry. You may not be able to recapture those formative years, but you can, with a little practice, recreate the optimum learning environment for reprogramming your mind and life the way you want it to be. Check us out and follow us on Twitter for some great conversations, tips, and strategies. https://twitter.com/4mentalstrength